You know, until about a year or so ago, all I knew about asbestos was bad, right? That's all I really knew. Don't be around it if you can, or certainly not when it's being worked on or anything along those lines. I didn't know much about it. I had heard of the mesothelioma thing and probably from Vogelzang commercials. And then Vogelzang Law, we started having them on Let's Get Legal, really opened my eyes to how it all works, the latency period, the cancers that it causes in addition to mesothelioma. And the shock I had that despite us knowing since like the 30s that this stuff was terrible, how widespread the use was. And then I was blown away that up until very recently, it was still not outlawed here in the United States for use in construction and other things along that. The Biden administration, EPA, essentially put an end to asbestos, and maybe it's coming back. Michael Maenza joins us right now from Vogelzang. I wanted to get an expert on because maybe I'm missing something here on the equation. Michael, it's good to talk to you again, my friend. A little bit.
Yes, it's been a minute. How are you doing? Good evening. Thanks for having me on.
I'm doing pretty good. Are you guys over at Vogelzang shocked by this news that potentially the EPA may, they're going to look into whether or not the Biden administration went beyond what is necessary, quote unquote?
Yes, it's truly a remarkable development in the news. I feel like your understanding that you've led with saying, you know, it was a minimal understanding, but all you knew about asbestos is that it was bad, is probably the most accurate understanding and truly all you need to know. The fact that it's being considered that this ban is going to be repealed, it just makes zero sense.
And the ban was put into place, well, I mean, it was obviously during the Biden administration, so within the last 4 years, and before that, it was still being used in construction? I mean, often, or was it just kind of like they hadn't put put it into fine print yet, but no one used that anymore in construction, etc.?
Yeah, it was certainly rolled back significantly over each of the last, you know, 4 decades, in that there was really only a very few small applications in which it was used very recently. However, even though that it's still not as widespread as it once was, it's still a known carcinogen that has other substitutes that are safer. So the fact that we would be considering bringing it back, not keeping it outlawed, is something that I think a lot of folks in Washington don't understand. I thought the asbestos ban was truly something that was one of the most logical bipartisan ideas, but now I think even certain people on both sides of the aisle are a little confused about this potential reversal.
Does the other things that you mentioned that are just as good, are they, but much safer, are they more expensive?
You nailed it. That's actually years ago when there was a lot of research done into what could be used to replace asbestos, because I know we've talked before, but for maybe some of your listeners who aren't quite as well versed, you know, it was a mineral that was mined from the earth and it would be used because it could be put in an application that would make things very resistant to heat or even catching on fire. That's why the Navy used it time and time again back during World War II. And as time went on, certain companies started having these massive stockpiles of it, and they looked into safer alternatives. Fiberglass is probably the most generic alternative to asbestos, and it's a non-carcinogen, so it's probably the best, and it should have been used almost immediately way back in the 60s. However, it was more expensive. So people thought, hey, we'll just keep using this until it's actually outlawed. And now, unfortunately, after years and years of exposure, you know, a lot of people got sick, a lot of people passed away, and a lot of people are still getting sick. So to consider this reversal going back against what I would call almost common knowledge and basic science, it's truly, it puts a lot of people at a loss of words, truly.
I want to see the other side and potentially, and again, this hasn't happened yet. It's just been said that they're going to look into it. So we might be making a mountain out of a molehill and they come to the conclusion that we ultimately come to, or you guys come to at Vogelzang. But given the benefit of the doubt, is there a way to use this in a safe way that can help the workers and also keep costs down and keep everyone safe? Like, am I missing something or is it, am I grasping at straws?
I think you're grasping at straws, and I think if anyone were to tell you otherwise, they'd be living in a bit of a hypothetical vacuum of a place I would call that it was not the real world, something that there's no perfect scenario where the exposure would always be controlled and it would always be a de minimis exposure that could be used safely. It just doesn't make any sense.
All right. Well, that's why I wanted to get you guys on. When I read the story, you guys were the first people I thought of, and I appreciate you summing it up for me here, Mike. It's good to chat with you again, and VogelZangLaw.com was where people can go if they themselves or they know someone diagnosed with mesothelioma. Asbestos is the only thing we know causes mesothelioma. Lung cancer, a lot of other issues, asbestosis. Even if you were a smoker and you worked around asbestos, you still could have a case. I don't know. You guys have been on many times on Let's Get Legal. I picked up a lot through osmosis. I appreciate you advising and just helping out our listeners, Mike.
Of course. Always happy to help and spread the good word. Appreciate the time.
Yep. Take care. All right, that's VogelZangLaw.com.